Unit 39. Recording 50.
Iceland wants investigative journalism to be free of unjustified interference by the rich and powerful. Although I thoroughly approve of the idea, the difficulty is that the rich and powerful also profit from freedom of expression by publishing material which is either a gross infringement of the human rights of an individual or misinforms the general public on important issues. Allowing international media organizations to say what they like, free from any accountability, creates a new form of totalitarian state. Iceland risks creating libel tourists, media corporations that want to profit without fear of correction or sanction at the expense of the individual.
It's a great idea. If one European country revises its laws to meet high free speech standards, then others may do so too. Currently, plenty of countries in Europe restrict free speech, but using the internet, dissidents can speak freely to their supporters back home. From now on, if they publish from Iceland, opponents will find it difficult to close them down through expensive lawsuits, and critically, sources and contacts will remain hidden. There are other benefits too. This might even make our politicians take free speech more seriously.
I wholeheartedly support Iceland's move, but will Iceland's proposed legislation make any difference in the long run? I doubt it. For every move on the chessboard of free speech, there's an equal and opposite move which negates openness. Access to Icelandic servers will be blocked by countries who are against the idea, leaving the technologically literate to use proxy servers to actually access the information.
This is a fantastic and innovative proposal that will undoubtedly help certain news organisations and possibly individual journalists. But I honestly don't think, from the perspective of responsible news organisations, that it's going to make much difference. They will still be sued in their own countries under their own outmoded libel laws.